This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Miss me?
I wasn't gone that long.
Joe Mussina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. Lots going on. And I mean that. Lots going on out there. A lot you can get involved with. You know, up on the website, there's a whole bunch of stuff. First of all, it'd be really nice to have your email address. So when I send out the email, you know, you got a clue as to what's going on. You know what nights we're having, who on the show, what we're going to be talking about. We got a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't normally have three guests in the 3 hours that we do. Tonight I have three guests. We need three guests. The first one, look, I know you guys all love. You always ask people if you're going to be on, what's up, what's happening. But Alfonso Rachel, who, you know, he has been around doing some great work for the conservative movement for years and years and years. And he's a host of the Utopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And, you know, he was shadow banned by Facebook. They did everything they could to beat this guy down, but he doesn't give up. And these are people I love to be around. I love to be around people who don't give up. You know, when and we'll be celebrating this, I hate to, remembering it, 9/11 tomorrow. But Zoe would be one of the guys running towards the building. That's how I see it. Those are the people I love to be around. All right? And not that you're, anybody who ran away would run away as a coward. That's not the road I'm going down. But seriously, I want to be around warriors. Godly warriors. Those are the guys I want to be with. Anyway, so he'll be on with me. We'll talk about the Bible. We're going to kind of do some new segments when he's with me on Thursdays, and the segment's going to be based around the Bible in black and white. I'm so tired, and not just of Christian people, but I'm talking about non-Christians. You know, first of all, there are a lot of non-Christian conservatives, a lot of non-Christian Republicans and such that are, you know, they're people that are trying to do the right thing, that have respect for Christians, respect for Jews, respect for people of religion, but they're misinformed. They're just flat out misinformed about us. And it's not right, it's not cool, and it shouldn't be. It, for me, it's really that simple. All right? And hour two, well, I guess you just have to tune in and find out which. We're going to talk about one of those freedom warriors who decided he had had enough, truly had enough, and put his own money, his own resources into making a difference. And I'll tell you what, if your heart is where your wallet is, you know what I'm saying? You know, this shows you where his heart's at. Obama came out today blaming the West Coast fires on climate change. Are you serious? I mean, he's become more of a joke now. He should go back to doing what he was doing a while back. Just be quiet. No, Mr. Obama, Mr. Oblamo, people like you are the reason for the fires in Northern California and all throughout California. People like Newsom and Pelosi, all of your ilk, all of your tribe, if you would, because you're afraid of the eco-freaks. You won't, yes, you know, first of all, again, his uninformed information. The fire was started by what was called a gender reveal that went bad. My God, what are they using, like 27 flares to get this thing started? And what's burning is all the tinder, all the stuff that you won't allow them to clean up. Between your EPA, the AQMD, and California, and Governor Nuisance, they couldn't clean any of this stuff up. What that has to do with climate change is beyond me. But heck, if you say it enough, they'll believe it. I mean, do you not see a pattern here, people? Do you not see what's going on? Everything that they say, you know, later on I'm going to do the clip of Joe Biden blaming Trump for everything when it comes to the COVID virus and the stuff that he said. Joe seems to have forgotten not only what planet he's on and what state he's in, but what he did and what he said. And if we did everything that came out of his mouth the first time he said it, we'd be in worse shape today. Oh, and then all the lefties say that this just in. The job market has gone stagnant. What do you think of that, President Trump? Now, here's the deal. It hasn't changed from last week. 2 weeks. Not even really. A 14-day period. But every week that we've had lower and lower and lower unemployment, nothing from them. Not a word from those dishonest. You know, I'm trying to look for a word to be nice, right? But that's not me, right? Nothing from these dishonest people. Nothing. Do you people yet see what hate does? Can you not see? We joke about it. Trump derangement. Yeah, I know. I'm moving pretty fast. Trump derangement syndrome, right? But it's not Trump derangement. It is hate. It is the thing they accuse us of. They hate him so much. If he dropped dead of a heart attack tonight, God forbid, but if he did, they would be partying in the streets. The fighting would stop because they would believe that they would get the social world that they want. Coronavirus would disappear from the face of the planet. That's how disingenuous they are and how much they are. I'm done with this stuff. Can you tell? I am totally done with this stuff. You know, they keep throwing up, 190,000 people have died from COVID. It's a lie. The CDC came out and said 6% of the people that they have identified as dying from COVID. 6%. The rest of them already had serious respiratory issues. Yes. Did COVID add to it? Maybe rush it along? Yes. No question about it. But the reality is, 190,000 people did not die from COVID. CDC says that, not Joe Mesita. Be back in a few minutes. Zoe Rachel will join us when we come back from the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mesita here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always, always, always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, head up to the website, give me your email address. Seriously. You guys should be able to recite this by heart so I don't have to. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't have to say anymore if you would actually go to the website, sign up, hit that donate button, which would be really cool, and help us out like you do everybody else. Anyway, my favorite time of the week. Always love when this guy shows up. Alfonso Rachel, lovingly known as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and Zoloft. And, again, always love when you're on with me, guy.
Right on, man. That's right. Go there and hit that donut button.
Wait a minute. Don't hit the button. Send them to me. Donuts, I accept. I gladly accept. Not a problem. And as long as they're Dunkin' Donuts. Most people don't even know what I'm talking about.
Are you a Dunkin' Donuts man?
Just the donut, not the coffee. Just the
really?
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's, man, okay, well, you know, I mean...
Bro, you judging me?
Well, I'm judging their donuts. Not you, not their donut. I mean, you know, the Dunkin'. Hey, to each their own. I mean, I think the reason why they play up their coffee so much is it's so terrible. You can have something to dunk them donuts in, because if you just bite into them donuts, man, it'll suck the moisture out your face. Them donuts is dry, man. Them donuts is some crackers with some sprinkles on it. That's
Which ones are you getting? You're getting a day old, right? I mean, I know times are tough, but, you know.
I'm probably getting the day old, man. But it's weird because people like the coffee and you like the day. It's all good, man. I got you.
My brother loves the coffee. I can't stand their coffee. Mm. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. He's always been off, though. He's always been the off one in the family, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
All right, so a couple of things we were talking about during the break. One of them. Again, is and I was making fun of it the other night, so you can make fun of me, too, if you want to. You know, what is it? The Oscars now. When you read all the requirements in order to get an Oscar, you've got to be rolling around laughing. You know, you look at yourself going, come on, if I entered into, like, 24/7 Twilight Zone episode, what's going on here, right?
And you know I love the Twilight Zone, man, but not like this.
No.
Not like this, man. But I tell you, man, see, but this is the thing, Joe. You know, we mock this, man, but, you know, we try to be careful about how we mock stuff like this, man, because if we mock it, you know, we give ground to the Democrats, who definitely, you know, run Hollywood as it is. And it's like they run each other. Democrat runs Hollywood. Hollywood runs the Democrat Party and stuff like that. So when we see these goofy racial narratives that come out of Hollywood and stuff like that, instead of ridiculing how they're making such a big deal about racism, conservatives should be right there saying, you're exactly right. You guys are, Hollywood is racist. It's always been racist. You guys are having to do all this stuff because maybe you guys are seeing, you know, God, oh my God, maybe you guys are seeing the light of how racist you actually are and have always been. So instead of, like, conservatives downplaying, say, oh, more of this racism stuff. I really wish they didn't. Conservatives be like, yeah, exactly right. You guys are totally racist.
Yeah, no, agreed. I'm with you. I told you there's so many things that I'm, you know, I would pump up and really show what they're truly all about, and I would end it up with, yep, and the Democrats are in total agreement with this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would show you who actually lined up with it. We were talking about that new Netflix show, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the girls doing, I think they're 10, 11 years old.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw the video. Doing pelvic thrusts, okay?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, humping. I'm going to just listen, people. If you can't stand it, put your fingers in your ears. If you still have Netflix, that's a problem, too. But
yeah. They're
sticking their fingers. They're dry humping
it ain't
the
in their
floor,
nose.
Right? Did you see that? They are having sex at 11 years old when something doesn't exist. And you know what they say to us? They're telling us that we have a problem with teenage sexuality. Hey, 11-year-olds are not teenagers. Let's start off there.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I mean, if there's teens and, you know, if the preteens, you know, regardless of which, man, it's like, you know, this. I tell you what, Joe. I mean, Joe. Sorry about that, but I'm being self-absorbed again. I'm calling out my own name. Look here.
So, Joe, what's that about to say?
Man, Joe. The thing is, we got this outrage, and we put a lot of energy into the outrage, which in itself is attention, and that's why they do it. What we got to do, if we really have a grievance about this, it's not about cursing it, man. It's about competing with it. You know, the whole principle of lighting a candle instead of cursing the darkness. Of course, we should be outraged about these things, and we got to call out sin. But it's like you can't just call out sin. You got to give something else to show that there's a market for it. You know, like I'd be trying to produce this music, you know, and I just produced a album with Ava Astin. And the conservatives in Hollywood, the Christians and stuff like that, it's not even a bleep on their radar. But they can pick up on this stuff, you know, but it's like, well, why don't we show that there's a market and there's appreciation for music that doesn't encourage women to objectify themselves and flaunt being exploited? Why don't we do that? And if we support that market, it would get better, you know? But
you're funny to say that, right? So they get mad when we objectify women as men. Okay,
mm-hmm.
When we look at women as sex objects or, you know, anything along those lines, then you have these little 11-year-old girls that, again, as I said,
You know, they even had to blur out the crotch area because of the clothing was so tight. And they're doing all this stuff. And to your point, yeah, we have to give something else. But how did we let, how did we become a society, and especially you Christians listening to me, to where you're sitting down in the living room and watching this with your children as if it's okay?
Man, it's because there's a lot of people out there calling themselves Christians who are engaged by this stuff just as much as anybody else, man. And even, and you know, they'll give in to these things, and you know, they have this idea of hippie Jesus, I guess, who's okay with them doing it and stuff like that. When the Word of God tells us, you know, be careful with the coarse joking and be careful of the content that you absorb or endorse. You know, this stuff will snowball. And, you know, that's where we're at, man. And like I said, the competition for something else, you know, is just not in. We're supposed to be the supply and demand party, man, but we don't supply it and we don't demand it. We just more so express our grievance against it when we see it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But we don't move. I mean, how many Christians are canceling Netflix tonight?
Right.
Seriously, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to make sure you have it for whatever reason. You're going to make sure you keep it. It makes no sense. Aren't we supposed to protect the children? Isn't that one of Jesus' commands? Right?
Right.
We're supposed to guard what goes into our minds, I mean, our eyes and our ears.
Yep.
I mean, are we doing that?
Right, man. And just like you said, this is like the Twilight Zone. And like I said, man, I love the Twilight Zone. I even started a series that was like a parody of the Twilight Zone. but unfortunately, the Twilight Zone itself was even bought out by another liberal. And so I'm trying to do my part to, like, you know, have like a series that points out these absurdities of what liberals is doing. But the support for that, it's like, no. And it was even written about. Let me digress and say that it was even written about in the Hollywood Reporter. Even the Hollywood Reporter gave it some love. But it's like more conservatives sort of say, hey, well, okay, let's you know, promote that and see what we can do with it. Nope.
Yeah. No, it's funny. Even with all the backlash, people writing their emails. Well, I did my part. I wrote an email. They got a 500,000 of them, and Netflix went, oh, that's nice. It airs next month. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
If you're hoping for extra coronavirus relief, moderate House Democrats are growing increasingly alarmed about stalled coronavirus negotiations, with vulnerable members starting to privately push Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other party leaders to take action to break the stalemate. Those anxieties have spiked as lawmakers watched the standoff drag out this week in the Senate while they were stuck at home in their district amid the pandemic. The Senate failed to advance a skinny Republican coronavirus plan over Democratic opposition, even though the Republican plan only had things that both Republicans and Democrats already agreed on. House members are preparing to return to Washington next week with little prospect for a bipartisan deal, even as coronavirus cases continue to rise and millions of Americans remain unemployed. It's beginning to look like the president will pass another executive order to get funds to the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Almost. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me money. There's a donut and donation button. There'll be a donut button there. Yeah, that's a great idea you had. There'll be a donation button up. There is a donation button up there. There'll be a donut donut buy Joe a card button up there later on. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun when he's on with us. And we, you know, it's really funny because we talk a lot about serious issues, but the nice thing about it is we're not stuffy nosed about it. You know, the stuff shirt, I think, is a term. And you can't be, because you got everybody else sticking their finger in your face. That doesn't go anywhere. I feel like you're being talked down to by some adult in the school administration. We got to be able to talk about this stuff so it makes sense and we can actually step out on it. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always enjoy him and lovingly refer to him as Zoe. So what are you up to? You just hanging out with the? I see the drum set, man. That's really cool.
That's right, man. This is my my safe space.
This is. Yeah, I can see you have a lot of weapons down there, the guitars and the drums, and yes. That's always good. You can drive a lot of people away.
Yes. I try to be constructive, man. It's like, this is my stuff that I beat on, so I don't go crazy and beat up my other people's stuff and break other people's stuff. Yeah, you know, I got my stuff to make a whole bunch of noise with and work out my frustrations instead of messing up with somebody else's property, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, my blood pressure was lower when I played the drums every week, you know? I mean,
right,
seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
get
right.
It all down, get going, you're good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we kind of were talking, blown around during the break, and it's like our Christian friends, it sounds like we're beating on Christians, we're not, we're just trying to bring you back to kind of a reset here, right? You're not supposed to, you're in the world, but it's not supposed to be of the world.
Yeah.
When you see these girls, you know, to your point, you see these 11-year-old girls dancing, you know what I get from some of my friends? Okay, well, come on, they're 11 years old, they don't really know anything, it's cute. No, actually, it's not cute, because you're making it okay. Mommy and daddy going, it's kind of cute, it's okay. Well, look at, and listen, somebody's going to make fun of me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because you and I both, you hear this, some mom and so will say, well, look, you know, my daughter, look at her cute little butt in those pants, or I like the way, you know, and you go, wait, are you serious? There's like six old men sitting around you, and that's the comment you're going to, you know, somebody's going to get mad at me for that, but it's the truth. You do it, and you know you do it, all right?
Yeah.
At 11 years old, you don't have a cute little butt. It's not the thing you should be emphasizing. And these girls are twerking, and everybody... Oh, not twerking. What is it? Is that it? Twerking?
She, I think that's it, man.
Right. Yes. We don't need to be doing that at 11. It's cute. What happens when they're 22? Okay? And they're out with the guys. And this is what... This is kind of cool because, hey, mom and dad thought it was pretty cool. I'm going to do this now.
Man, it ain't going to take that long. 22.
Thank you. I know.
It ain't going to take that long, I got man.
I was trying to keep that out of my head, but thank you.
Man, but I tell you what, though, you know, Joe, you're right, man. It's like people they think that this stuff is cute. You can see videos, man, even on YouTube, stuff like that. You got little kids cussing and stuff like that. People put it on YouTube and go viral. Oh, look at how cute kids are when they're cussing and stuff like that. And, you know, and parents that be cussing in front of their kids and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, when we think it's our kids or something like that, we don't think it's going to have any sort of effect. And, you know, and it's like, yeah, man, this stuff has an effect. It's like maybe you might be one of the lucky ones. You might be one of the lucky ones where you may end up raising a halfway well-adjusted kid. All right. That's great. You got lucky. For the most part, it screws kids up.
Yep.
And they grow up screwed up. You know, and then we look at society and we'll be the first ones to complain. Oh, there's so much smut and profanity going on out there. It's like, man, weren't you like cussing and doing things in front of your kid, letting them drink your beer and being around them while you smoked and you drank and all that sort of stuff like that? But you thought it was okay. And you don't think that your kids wasn't one of them kids out there that was going crazy in the culture too? And this culture that we got right now, man, we helped screw this culture up that we got today. We did that. Hey, I was one of them kids back in the day, digging Culture Club and digging these androgynous bands that were men that were dressed up like women and all the sexuality that was going on back then. I thought that stuff was cool too. We wasn't no better than them kids that we got out there today. We taught them that stuff. So we got to take some responsibility and say, man, you know what? Okay, we dropped the ball on that. We thought it was cute and it's not cute. You know?
Yeah, and people don't realize it's little chunks over a period of time. It's like I say, look, when it comes to politics, I always say the same thing. Republicans don't understand what a long game is. They have no clue. Okay, 4 months out, 5 months out before the election, go, hey, I got this guy to run for school board or water board or whatever it is, right? The Democrats, they're planning this out. They're planning this out over a long period of time. They're willing to play the long game. We don't understand how to do that. We know it's the same thing with this stuff. You know, to your point, I'm a little older than you are, and I remember, you know, in the 70s, pretty skimpy stuff going on back then, too. What's the big deal? I look at that stuff now, I watch some of these things, and I go, oh, my God, I didn't catch that back then. These little subliminal messages, but weren't so subliminal, coming through. My movie, if you wanted to see what my days were like, go watch the movie Dazed and Confused, okay? That was Graduation 1977. That's Joe Messina. All right, we had the stoners, we had all those kids there. What was the big deal? So, you take a couple of hits from the joint, you end up in the woods with people you never met before, if you know what I mean. And that was cool, that was good, that was love, bro, that was love.
Right? It meant something when we did it back then. You know, it had meaning, and, you know, when we did it back in the 60s and the 70s, it's like, wow, man.
I always loved that, too. It was different. It was different. Why? No. Sex has changed from the 70s to now? Having sex with people you're not married to and don't know has changed?
Right. The only thing that might have changed is people assuming to change their gender or I don't know, maybe sex today is like a little less hairy.
Okay. No, it gets out of control with this because it's the little things. God tells us it's the little things that spoil everything.
Yeah.
Right? And what's he say? If you can't be faithful in little, you can't be faithful in much. I mean, giving you Joe's version of it, but basically you get the drift. And so when you parents or we allow little things to happen in our lives, our businesses, our words, our minds, it's only going to get worse. Yeah, right?
That's right. And, you know, and once again, you know, Joe, I know I sound like a broken record, but it's all about lighting that candle instead of cursing the darkness, man. It's like, you know, this stuff goes on because it doesn't really have a competitor. You know, that's the thing about it. It just constantly goes unchecked. You know, if people want, I mean, people want decadent things, man. That's just the thing. Let's get down to it. You know, people like decadence, you know, whether it's what they're eating or whether they're watching or whether they're listening to. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to combat this decadence that ultimately starts to become caustic in the culture. You have to compete with it, man. And that, Joe, it takes a lot of creativity to be able to do that. To be able to create, you know, visually stimulating content or comedic content or these thought-provoking content, it takes deep creativity to be able to do that without lending it to, you know, toxic effects, you know, whether it be the nudity or the sexuality or the profanity, or these themes that are given over to things that really cause that breed toxicity in a person's emotional state, their mental state. You know, we don't do that. We just give in to the decadence.
You know, somebody was talking to about, you know, I said, you know, it's amazing how bad movies have gotten. And now, you know, they're all the sex scenes, and the guy goes, they had sex scenes back in your day. I said, let me give you the difference. In my day, they'd be necking on the couch, they'd get up, and they'd start moving towards the bedroom. We have a fade to black, right? And then after the commercial, he's in the bathroom brushing his teeth. She's still in bed all covered up. Will I see you later today? Sure, I'll call you after work, honey. Right? You kind of knew what took place. Now, you see everything that happens in today's sex scene, right?
Right, yeah, because back in our day, we didn't have that disclaimer of this content has the MA rating or something like that. Yeah, and right. It's like, as long as you saw the disclaimer, you know, well, let's go ahead and roll the show. And if you see some nudity, there you go.
Yep.
Didn't have that back then. But when we had all the nudity, I mean, the movies did, but by the time it got to television or something like that, they took all that stuff out. But now, heck yeah, man, you got access to all that stuff.
So, you know, and you and I were talking earlier, and I said, you know, how far are Christians willing to go to protect God's word? Now, I realize we don't have to do anything for God. I got that. God can take care of this all himself, right?
Yeah.
But we're called to defend the gospel. We're called to speak the gospel. We're called to show God's love. And God's love isn't always about hugging and kissing. You know, sometimes it's keeping your kids, protecting those kids from seeing something they shouldn't see. And I mean, the ultimate calling in showing your love and appreciation for God is, I think, to a degree, is protecting those young kids.
Yeah.
Look at what our founding fathers gave up. You know, and to your point, we have to replace it with something. So we don't want the kids watching this pelvic, you know, thrusting dance show. What are we giving them instead? What? You know, who's willing to step up?
Which reminds me, man, what was that, you see that article of the pole dancer, man? I think it seemed like it was in Poland. We'll catch up on it.
Well, if it's a pole dancer in Poland, it's probably not dirty. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. This is why I don't do comedy, people. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Before we get rolling, let me bring him on. I always appreciate the time that Zoe spends with us. Alfonso Rachel, he's host of the Zopian Den and the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study. You need to buy one of his coffee mugs, but after you buy mine, then you can buy his. You know. We should do an old fashioned ebony and ivory mug. You on one side, me on the other, and do the reverse. What do they call that? Chromomatic or whatever. You know, where you have like the reverse on the. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Monochromatic or something like that. And I have my sunglasses like and be like, yeah.
Yeah. But no, seriously, tell them about your shows, where they can find you, where they can pick up your music, that kind of thing.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can find the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, music projects that I do, like 20 Pound Sledge, the album that I just did with Ava Aston, some Salt Light work, you know? Okay. Let's get some better jams out there in the culture, you know?
You're looking at me, right? I'm not as young as you. Who is this woman you keep speaking of?
Oh, Ava, she's a God-fearing patriot, man. That's what I'd be trying to work with. And, you know, she's a recording artist. You know, she's been around for, she did like a pretty big song like a few years ago, We the People, that a lot of people fell in love with. And so we decided to work together, and we put an album together called Pour the Light In. And they can see it. They can find it at my website, bronzeserpentmedia.com. Definitely better music to listen to than, you know, music that, like, 11-year-old girls are, you know, twisted around to.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So let's finish up, though, with the sacrifice thing. And you know, I got news for you. I don't usually consider that word apropos when we're talking about doing things according to God's word. You know, I hear, yeah, I sacrificed it. I could have gone to that, you know, triple R, double X-rated movie, but I sacrificed it and didn't go. Wait a minute. Nothing. It's not a sacrifice. Look, do you sacrifice eating fried dog poop sandwiches? No, because you wouldn't do it anyway. You shouldn't do it. It shouldn't be something you want to do. See, you sacrifice giving up stuff that you want to do.
Right.
So, again, I mean, you come back to, why is it so hard for us, right, to do what you said? I mean, to have our kids exposed to, you know, good, wholesome stuff that God would approve of, why is that so hard for us?
Well, man, we want to do things according to our design, and if it makes you feel good, it's hard for people to see the wrong in it, and people will, you know, they'll assume to define sin or what's good, right, or wrong on their own terms, you know, to fit themselves. And it's like, it's not enough, you know, that that God gives us certain things, the things that we enjoy. You know, eating is not a bad thing. Drinking is not a bad thing. Sex is not a bad thing. But the problem is that we want to do them outside of what's acceptable and healthy for us. And we want to do these things. And when we do, we seek fulfillment in these things. That's the problem. And when you seek fulfillment, whether it's in any of the things that brings us pleasure, that's when it really starts to go sour. And you end up with, you know, 11-year-old girls doing things that they shouldn't do, you know, for the visual stimulation of somebody else. It's like, man, and let me say this really quick, Joe. I mean, here we are, you know, with kids that are being able to enjoy watching pole dancers and stuff like that. Man, remember when we was kids, man? We used to like to watch girls on the poles. Remember they'd get on those monkey bars and stuff like that and spin around on them and stuff like, it's like, that stuff was amazing. It's like, you know, even little boys were like, you know, we hate girls and stuff like that, but we'd watch them girls on them poles, though, spinning around on them. But you know what, Joe? You know when they were really good at it is when they kept their clothes on. And they would take their coat or something like that, and they would tie it around the pole, and it would spin around that thing, and I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. You know, that kind of innocent is gone, Joe.
You know what? And they're the same people that will complain about how girls are over-sexualized, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and you're going, oh my God. Now, they got to the girls for years, and now they're doing it to the boys with all that, what is it, the drag queen, well, they were book readings. Then they're coming in and they're doing the dancing, and I got clips of them doing it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Then twerking right in front of the kids' faces. And when they're that young, they don't want to show that they're horrified. You know, they don't want anybody to think ill of them or something like that.
Right.
You know, they want to fit in. Why are we allowing this to happen to our kids? Why are Christian parents allowing this kind of stuff to happen to their kids? And you know what to say to me? Sometimes they'll say, well, I straighten it out when they get home. No, you don't. You work 10 hours a day. You spend 8 minutes a day with your child while the school indoctrinates them for 10 hours a day. Don't tell me you'll fix it when they get home.
That's right. That's right, man. Hey, well, you know, that's how the devil operates, man. He went to the female first. that was his war campaign. He went to Eve first, influenced her, and then she influenced Adam. You know, and the whole point, and that's what we're seeing right now, is the feminization of manhood. Right now, I mean, we're in the days, we're back to the days. This ain't nothing new, Joe. You know this ain't nothing new.
No, it's all cycles. I know.
Yeah, it's all cycles, man. We're back here again, where the feminization of manhood is in fashion, it's in vogue again. And when we're given over to these things, man, a society, it speeds the collapse of a culture and a society.
Oh, I totally agree with you. It is at the moral basis of everything. You know, it's really funny when guys will say to me, "Yeah, you know, Eve screwed it up for everybody." Go, we did. You know how we did it? She was deceived, flat out deceived. We went willingly. We're like, you want me to eat it? Oh yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
Right? We could. Right? So, what did you do? No, I'm not doing that. You know, but no. Now, again, you know.
Right under our nose, man. Right under our nose. You know, it's like Adam was right there. You know, Adam was right. He was standing right there when it's. And because we can't blame it all on the woman, because the devil is a male figure. You know, he's the one who influenced Eve, and then she influenced Adam. So there's enough blame to go around.
Oh.
But it's just like you said. I mean, dude, you sat there and you watched this whole thing go down. You didn't. You know, it's like you were supposed to say, "Hey, you should have snatched that tail up." Right? You should have snatched that snake up by his tail and beat his head up against that tree is what you were supposed to do. You should say, "Hey, God, how am I supposed to handle this?" God would be like, "I'm glad that you asked, son. Yeah. I want you to snatch that snake up
there
by his tail."
You know, we're going to get a lot of slack for this, but I don't really care. But I always joke and I say, I'm going to walk right past Eve and go, "Hold on a second." Yeah, slap him right in the head. You know? What is wrong with you? You'll probably have a whole bunch of welch before I even get there. So, what have you? But it is funny how you and I were actually a couple weeks ago. We were talking about doing some of these segments, and I said I would love to do, you know, segments around the things that we've been. We haven't even been taught. We've just kind of fallen into like Eve eating an apple. Well, it doesn't say Eve ate an apple.
Mm-mm.
She ate a fruit. Well, look, my fruit is peaches. Why couldn't it be a peach? Right? I mean, seriously. And you know, we got all these people now people are fighting about the dumbest things on Facebook, right? You know, one white lady says to all you white folks, all you white Christians, you know, there were no white folks in the Bible. Think about that. Okay. You were there?
Right? Yeah. And you know, the Bible does fill in all these blanks, man. And as a matter of fact, the Bible even tells us to. You know, you don't have to go to extra big biblical text or any apocryphal text to do that. The Bible is the sufficient word of God. It'll tell you all these things. And you're right, man. Just like even with the, you know, then culturally, we're given into the idea that this fruit that they ate was an apple. And the Hebrew doesn't say that. It's actually kind of general. If the word wants to use apple, it does. It'll tell you, hey, this was
very
an
specific.
Apple.
Yep.
In that word, it doesn't, you know, but I mean, you can kind of conclude, I mean, you know, I'm not making an assertion here, but you can kind of conclude that maybe it was a fig, being that they did cover themselves with fig leaves.
Yep.
Being that figs are representative of Israel himself, and Jesus being Jewish, and they tried to cover up their sin with these fig leaves, and Yeshua is our covering. You know, so things like that, you know, you could kind of come to the conclusion.
Now, wait a minute. You're trying to get us to believe that we have to think and use context clues. Is that what you're trying to get us to do? I mean...
Well, you know, being that, because like, you know, I just did a study, man. I was talking about it, and like when it uses the word gate in Hebrew, that the gate of the tabernacle, the word gate actually means to calculate. It means to add it up. You're supposed to add up who Yeshua is, so you recognize him when you see him. So, but you have to do these things according to biblical writ. That's the thing about it. And even if I'm making speculation, like I said, if it doesn't square up, you know, then of course throw it over one shoulder. But. You know, these things are put in there so you can recognize Yeshua. And there's things that he has to do according to what Moses said about him. You know, when he was given a commission to make this account, these things have to square up, basically so it can point to Yeshua.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And to your point, though, I always tell people the scripture that you should use before you even open the Bible and think about it is study to show yourself approved, right? That doesn't mean read it like a Reader's Digest version. The reason that God puts the words in the order he puts the words, there's a reason he puts the particular word in the place he puts it. There is rhyme or reason. You don't build a universe like this, like willy-nilly, right?
Right.
Everything's been thought out and put into place. And that's what we keep forgetting. I hate the word, you only got like 30 seconds. My biggest pet peeve is blind faith. There is no such thing for me as blind faith. I don't believe it because I'm blind. I believe it because God says it. That's not blind faith. What do you think? Quick.
I'll tell you what, man. the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, is a big teaching tool that God gave Moses to show who Yeshua is. And when you break down the word tent, it actually means something that you can clearly see from a mile away. So Yeshua ain't talking about no blind faith here. He says, I need you to clearly see who I am. I am.
All right. Where are you at? Again, where do they find you?
BronzeSerpentMedia.com, man. Thank you.
All right. Always a pleasure. Guys, you know, check them out. We have his stuff up on our website. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up at the break. One of our warriors is going to show up, Dr. Cordae Williams, who's traveling the country trying to get you people involved in doing the right thing. We'll be back in...